Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show all about crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today I'm talking about The Fever Tree and Other Stories by Ruth Rendell. Published by Arrow Books in 1983, today is all about ordinary people committing ordinary murders. Today's book is a collection of short stories by Ruth Rendell, best known for her Inspector Wexford series. There are 11 stories of domestic crime in this collection, but I'm going to talk about three of my favourites, The Fever Tree, Thorn Apple, and The Needle for the Devil. However, all of the stories feature ordinary people and the horrible crimes we're all capable of, all with delicious twists, of course. The Fever Tree features Ford and Tricia, a couple with a marriage on the rocks who are holidaying on a game reserve in Africa. Ford is still thinking about his mistress Marguerite, but he's committed to try again with Tricia on this second honeymoon, no matter how irritating he finds his wife. Tricia is moody, forgetful and rash, and ignores the rules of the reserve to stay inside the car to be safe against the wildlife. And Ford keeps thinking how easy it would be to leave Tricia behind, and no one would suspect a thing. Thornapple is the story of a precocious boy, James, who's fascinated by science, plants, and making his own poison. His family have lived in the village for centuries, and James is the only child whose grumpy great-aunt Julie likes to visit her. The family expected Julie's whole estate would go to their cousin Mirabelle, until she has a baby out of wedlock and she's ostracised by Julie. Mirabelle arrives in town to get back her inheritance, but Julie casts her out, and Mirabelle must come to stay with James and his family. With a new baby in the house, James decides to get rid of all his poisons, all except his favourite, the thorn apple. And in The Needle for the Devil, Alice is a person who needs to have her hands busy at all times. If she doesn't, she has a mysterious compulsion for violence. She becomes a nurse and takes up knitting to keep her hands busy when she's not tending the sick. Alice is a spinster until she meets a patient recovering from a heart attack, and she and Rupert fall madly in love and get married quickly. Alice leaves nursing and moves in with him in a house by the sea and sets about knitting Rupert a jumper. But Rupert confesses that the sound of her knitting drives him mad. She tries knitting in another room, but Rupert complains she's distancing herself from a new marriage, so Alice must choose between her new husband and her knitting. Now, this is just a taste of a few of the stories, and there are three or four more which I really enjoyed. All of the stories feature ordinary people with dark urges and examines what ordinary life events can drive any of us to consider or even commit murder. So if you like marriages on the rocks, elderly sleuths, stalkers, grave diggers, and warring sisters, I recommend The Fever Tree and Other Stories by Ruth Rendell. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.